Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. I have not been on a podcast for over 2 months. Just didn't want to do it. It feels so good. It was just like this long open wave of coming. I don't know how else to explain it. All of a sudden, like, that anal sex is getting better. Really. Last time we had it really good. Oh my God. Hello everyone. Well, I am back. All right. Let's just jump right into it. First little bit here is I want everyone to know I am not recording off my normal microphone. My pride and joy, my little baby, my Rode Podcaster microphone is down. It's on the fritz. Something's wrong with it. I have to send it back to the manufacturer. And so therefore, the only backup I have right now are the internal microphones on my computer. So I cannot vouch for the sound quality for the next few podcasts while I am getting my new microphone hopefully fixed. Okay. At any rate, let me jump right into the awkward thing here that I have, the elephant in the room. I have not been on a podcast for over 2 months. Just didn't want to do it. I've been having a lot of adventures, and I'm going to talk about those and funny little things. We're going to jump right back into the sex talk like we do, but it was the weirdest thing. I don't know if I lost my podcast mojo. I don't know, but I literally just did not feel like sharing. I did not feel like doing a podcast at all. I mean, I just, like I said, I think I just lost my podcast mojo. I don't know if I've got it back, but I'm doing it anyway. I have to, if you hate it, if you think I sound different, don't email me. I just don't want to know. I can't take the criticism right now. I'm sensitive. All right. So let's talk about the summer stuff. Okay. Well, I kind of jumped right through the summer because I haven't done a podcast in quite a while, but, let's see. I saw BE, Cowboy Inn, Titanic and I just keep talking that we're going to get together, and we were supposed to get together this week, and you know, he didn't follow through. Titanic, you got to have follow through. I'm not going to reconfirm with you sort of a loosey-goosey plan. Okay, there we go. But I would like to see him. Just, you know, anyway. Just if nothing other than to catch up, right? Wink, wink. Okay. I would say the standout story of the summer has to be the 10-minute long, just whole body shaking, muscles in my face and hands paralyzed, like 10-minute long, head to toe orgasm. Yes, there I said it. I researched this like on the internet, just looking like, what could this be? I am, as it turns out, not the only one that's had this happen. But so let me try to just explain what happened. I mean, like, my face was literally paralyzed and stuck kind of like in an O face, like, like, I believe his name is Edward Monk, the guy that, that painted the Scream, you know, that picture of the Scream. Yeah, my face felt like that. It was just like, oh, I mean, just stuck. The muscles in my lips were curling around my teeth type of feeling. It was bizarre. And then my hands were just like stuck, shaking. And I kept looking up at Cowboy Ann as he's just basically forcing orgasm after orgasm on me. And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, this, it feels so good. It was just like this long open wave of coming. I don't know how else to explain it. It was mind-boggling, bizarre, like an out-of-body experience. Is this what tantric sex is like? I'm thinking it felt a little tantric. Not that I know a damn thing about tantric sex, but I swear to God, it seems like that's what it was. I don't know. I got in some weird tantric headspace. I don't know. And I would love to have Cowboy N on here talking about it, because he was the one looking at me and I kept looking at him. And at one point, like, my eyes were so big. It's like, I was thinking, okay, he can see me, but he's still going. He's just pumping away there. He's not stopping. So he's not freaking out. He's not panicked. If he's not panicked, then I shouldn't panic, because he would 1,000 times be ahead of me in the panic mode. I'm a late panicker. I'm late to panic. So I'm thinking, he's not worried, I shouldn't be worried. But still, I can tell my face must look weird. I mean, the look in my eyes, and oh my God, the whole thing was, I mean, first of all, the feeling was unbelievable, amazing. I mean, I just don't even know how to even, you know, I don't know, describe it. But I think I put like muscles tight, oh, face orgasm. When it originally happened, I hit on some, you know, people that said the same thing had happened to them. Anyway, it was like a 10-minute long, like, continuous just orgasm. I mean, from head to toe, like everything was tingling. I don't know what that was. It was almost like chemicals in my brain drug induced something, you know, like, I mean, oh, whew. I don't know. Is that my third eye opening? I just want to know how I can get back to that. 'Cause it was fucking amazing. Anyway, all right, where am I? Okay, let's see. While we're in the Cowboy Inn arena, let's talk about Cowboy Inn. So I've seen him quite a bit this summer, and I don't know how, but from my point of view, like, the sex just keeps getting better and better and better. And usually when, at this point, it should be getting, you know, less exciting and less exciting. I mean, I don't, yeah, it's just getting better, and we're pushing more boundaries, and you know, just that whole dominant, submissive interaction. It's really like nothing I've ever experienced before. 'Cause it's not just the sex. It's the, I mean, yes, of course, you know, that's a big byproduct of it, but it's definitely way more than that. And I would say that our bond has gotten much deeper. And I mean, it's for me, it's just really strong. It's like, whoa. I mean, yeah. I'm gonna, you know, I think, I swear, I think I can do a whole podcast just about that subject. And I may get a little more focused on that and talk about just the I guess the whole paradigm of it. It's quite interesting. And I like experiencing it first from the first person point of view, but also there's parts of it that I sort of experience in from the third person point of view too, if that makes any sense. It's just, it's a real interesting dynamic. I don't really know how else to put it. In its most kindergarten basic point, you know, terms, that's it right there. So let's see, we did that. Oh yes, that orgasm, the big lung orgasm. The most recently, kind of my bigger revelation is sexually, is all of a sudden like that anal sex is getting better. Really, last time we had it really good. Oh my God. It felt so good. And for me, sometimes the anal sex is hit or miss. You know, you're either just ready for it and you want it, and or it's kind of like it just feels dry or rough, or, you know, it's not super pleasurable. It's like I kind of go from one side to the other with that. But it's just been getting better. Maybe it's the new butt plugs he bought me. He bought me some big old butt plugs. And let me tell you, I was just like, you put those babies in there. But not all at once. But yeah, the different sizes. And I think what it is I had this extra small version, the metal one that I talked about that almost rolled out to the Target, into Target in the middle of the aisle or whatever when I was shopping, that I had to wear to church first and then I went to Target. that is the smaller one. And it's an extra small, I think, because that's the first one I got. And I wanted to make sure, you know, obviously I needed to step up. I want to make sure I can handle it. Well, maybe I wasn't being too real. I mean, maybe my butt was a little more stretched than I knew, or it wasn't quite an extra small. Like I think us women, we all like to think our vaginas are extra small and then our butts are extra small too. But, so he got me a set, kind of started with the same size of the one I already had, and then graduated up to some bigger ones. Well, the two biggest ones are the best, if you ask me. And we did play with those quite a bit, but I think that helped with just kind of getting me ready, you know, for, well, his big dick. I mean, duh. See, I'm saying it out loud, and now all of a sudden I just felt like I had my own little light bulb moment. My little sexual light bulb went on. Of course, that's why it was better, because I was properly stretched out. And by the way, I do like the bigger butt plugs. It feels fucking great when you're having sex with those. Oh my God. Oh, oh, I did forget. Now this is the creme de la creme. As far as this will have to, well, the 10 minute orgasm, I don't know. Okay. That's just in a league of its own. We'll just say that's in a league of its own. But the little sex videos we did this time. Oh my God. OMG. Yeah. Fucking hot. Well, and he turned on his phone. I didn't know this, but he turned on his phone and put it. I was on my hands and knees. Well, actually on my elbows and knees maybe it was just my the side of my face and my knees. Like somewhere, you're getting the image. But he's fucking me from behind, and he puts the camera right underneath my pussy, and you can see his cock going in, and I mean, it was, and it was perfectly centered. Like, I mean, he just, I don't know how he did it. I didn't know, because I'm in La La Land having orgasms. And he gets this video of him coming. And oh my God, watching his cock going in and out of me, the sounds, the way it looks, the way I'm sounding, you know, my vocalizations, the sound of, you know, everything slipping around. Oh my God, it's so good. So, and then he comes and you see him go, oh fuck. It's like that's the money shot right there. it's like my favorite. I will watch that. I'll just watch that. I can put that on a loop. And then we have some longer, you know, legit, just the straight fucking. And then we have the face fucking, which I love to watch that because that's just fucking hot. That was some good stuff too. We've had a fun summer. I mean, we've really had some good times, and it's just, like I said, I don't know how, but just like the sex just keeps getting better and better. And we do put, we're pushing the boundaries on the BDSM stuff. And, you know, we're at another point where I even just was texting the other night. I'm like, yeah, I want like the next level. I don't know what that is, but I'm just like, again, now I'm itching to find out what is it. And that's how I always seem to get to where I am progression wise when it comes to, So anyway, I had a couple, interesting questions, and I thought I would answer those. Cause this is a good question. This is from Jay, and Jay asked me, he says, request, I guess he's just, it's like a request, G-spot orgasms and squirting. Have you had only G-spot orgasms? No clit stimulation. If yes, how? I've done it once, and it is driving me insane to not be able to recreate. Currently, I have blended. Need both stimulation and orgasm is amazing. Love the show. Keep it going. Okay. Jay, thank you for your question. Well, you know what? I just don't know that I'm going to be able to help you to answer. First of all, answer your questions. Okay. Have I had only G-spot orgasms? Yes. And it's not easy to do. And so you're asking me how do I do it? Well, I don't really do it. It's the guy doing it. Now, I can do it. It's easier for me to do it with a dildo, because a dildo is nice and stiff, and I can just kind of apply the right amount of pressure. So, you know, I would say if you wanted to, the problem with, you know, and so where it can be hard is, you know, while a penis can be really hard, and I love that, you know, it's also going to bend, and, you know, it's not just going to jam. Now, certain positions will make that happen. Okay. So there's certain positions, but, for me, it's really more what the guy's doing. So and Cowboy Ann's really good at doing it. Kind of the fastest way or the easiest way is I'm on my back and my legs are kind of either, you know, one on each shoulder or both on one shoulder of him. And he's kind of just, he's getting the right angle going in. And when, with my pelvis tipped up like that, and then I can kind of tighten down, it almost kind of clenches and makes it tighter in there. And then the friction and the rubbing, it has to kind of go fast enough. And it's usually like, it doesn't happen usually when it's real slow. You know, I need it to be a little bit faster. And then, like, I don't know if it's the friction or, you know, just something starts building up in there. It's like a little tiny little fire starts going. And then I'm having an orgasm. They feel different than clitoral orgasms, but it's nice because if you're stimulating your clit enough over time, and depending on what you're using, whether it's your hand or a vibrator, you know, it that area can get sore. So it's nice because your G-spot really doesn't get sore. As long as it's staying lubricated, you know, everything's good. Let me see what else was new. I mean, so you're kind of trying to, I know you're asking me like, how do you do this to other women? The problem is we're all wired different. I mean, you know, a lot of us are like, it's weird. When I watch porn, if I see a woman masturbating and if I think she's really having an orgasm, it's not just theatrical because she's shooting a scene. Like some of the ways I see these women coming, I'm like, shit, I could not orgasm like that. You know, I couldn't just whatever they're doing. It seems to me like they're not getting enough stimulation. I don't know. Side note though, on getting enough stimulation, that whole space between the opening of the vagina and the clit, like that run a line straight down, that right there is very sensitive. So, you know, you could be, Jay, you could be working her, you know, working her G-spot and then also kind of getting a little bit on, right on, rubbing right on the outside going in. A lot of pressure, sometimes a lot of pressure on that bone right there, that pubic bone. Yeah, that'll do it. That will do it. I can reach in. It's almost like a little button. If I put enough pressure and just push on that bone. whether I can push on it from the top or inside. And that does it too. All this weird stuff. Yeah, I know. But you know what's interesting? I'll say this. Because I've been doing this sexual road trip and because I started the Curious Girl Diaries, started paying attention to my body and sexually, like really, really paying attention, I've discovered all these other little things, you know? So, I feel like my body, my sexual body has matured. okay, let's see. So, Jay, I don't know. Did that help? I hope so. Probably not. It's, I would say maybe practice doing it with a dildo, a stiff one, practice it on your partner and just see, you know, like if you can do it that way, but then you'll kind of know the rhythm and are you doing circles? Are you going in and out? How much pressure are you putting on the, you know, on that pelvic bone when you're entering? Going back and forth, and that's right. I mean, my G-spot is right, like almost not on that bone, right inside, but just after it. I mean, so that whole area right there is just crazy sensitive. So, anyway, okay, well, I hope that helps. Like I said, probably not, but we'll. I'd say just practice. I'm sure if you get in that mode with someone, then it'll be fun. You guys will be talking about it and, you know, you'll be making magic happen. Okay. The next question I was going to pull up that I can't pull up right now because all of a sudden while I'm recording this, in addition to having not my usual microphone, now I'm having internet problems. Okay, so I'm going to go on memory. Basically, this couple wrote in and they're telling me that they really want to do a threesome and they're having a hard time finding a part, you know, someone that wants to do it. And I guess a lot of people say yes and then they don't. Again, I feel like this is you and Jay kind of threw me some zingers today. I don't know. It's not been an area I've been proficient in myself. And I feel your pain because, you know, I flip-flop on just maybe this will help. Maybe something I say will resonate with you guys. As the single girl coming into the couple part, you know, there's a part of me that really wants to just do that for my first threesome. Just do that because then I get to leave, done, out of there. Don't have to deal with, you know, any awkwardness between as a couple, you know, if it was myself and someone else, if there is any. And so you think, okay, that's the way I'll go. Well, I can't seem to find a couple that I jive with, you know, that I would want to be with. And I'm sure they are out there and I'm sure they exist. I believe that's true. But I don't know. It's weird when you have to be, you kind of have, it's like, I feel like I have to like both people. I have to be attracted, especially the woman. I've got to be, there has to be some spark between us. And since I've never been with a woman, I don't really have a type. I don't know, but I want there to be a spark between her and I. But then there's other days when I think, no, okay, it has to be, I got to be attracted to the husband. She can, you know, I got to go with my leading sex. The thing that gets me, you know, I'm attracted to guys. I don't consider myself bisexual. I think women are beautiful. I want the experience just to have it. I want to see what it's all about. I think it's sexy and I can get turned on. But for me, like when I think of like what I need from a partner, it's all masculine stuff. So women just don't, you know, appeal to me relationship wise. And therefore, because I'm wired like a woman, I guess, you know, it's like, I think, okay, I got to like this person. Got to be attracted. Da, 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 da. I'm going using my male qualifications on the woman. I just kind of talked myself in a big circle there. Anyway, I've not been able to find a couple that, you know, where I just feel like it's right. It's got the secret sauce. And so I can imagine that the converse of that has to be true as well. Just, you know, because it's really now, it's three people that have to agree on, yes, it's a go. More, and that's harder than two. So I don't know. I mean, I don't have any good advice on that. And then, you know, it's worse because I can do both, right? I can go and be with a couple, or I can be with somebody that I'm with and we could do the threesome thing. When that gets flip-flopped, I want to be the star of the show. The first time I have to be the star. It's all about me. And, but then other times I'm like, okay, maybe it doesn't have to be all about me. Maybe I can just do more watching and masturbating because that turns me on too. I think that's kind of hot. And I'll do it that way, you know, because sometimes I feel like, you know what? I don't know if I want to have a threesome with that person, but you know, I could sit there and watch and masturbate and that could be hot and all that. I don't know. I just don't know. I hope it happens. You know, at this point, I'm almost sick of myself. Like, Jesus, it's just like, just fucking do it. But for whatever reason, I hope I don't end this year without having done it. I really don't. I just want to experience it. I really do. And, you know, maybe the better way, the safer way, quote unquote, for me to do it, if I'm only going to do it once or whatever, is to just go and be somebody's third. You know, be there, go be with a couple, and have the just experience. Yeah. I don't know. So keep your fingers crossed for me. Again, anybody has any helpful advice on that, I will take it. I'm just not sure what to do. Okay. All right. Well, guys, I hope this was a good icebreaker back. I'm back. I'm going to get into the serious subjects. I've got to get back on my interviews. Sir Ink and I didn't finish. We were going to do another one. And then the summer, you know, I just did my summer kind of disappearing act. And I've got, you know, we've got fun topics to cover. He's had some adventures. So, yeah. There's good, and I've had a lot of adventures too. I did not want to let all the cats out of the bag because, you know, you gotta have some cliffhangers. Come on, you gotta have some reasons for you to tune back in. And I hope I didn't lose everybody, you know, because I haven't been podcasting. I'm going to get back to the regular. All right, have a good one. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.